sermon of a series that he was to do. And what I want you to understand about this presentation, if you would, is this is 1893. This is about 5 years after 1888. And if you're familiar with the history of 1888, the majority of the brethren in 1888 rejected what Jones and Wagner had to say on the subject of righteousness by faith. And there was an antagonism that existed among the brethren back in that time period. And it was such a great antagonism that today, 100 and some years later, if you go to the historical books that address that subject, many of them are not correct. They try to pretend that there wasn't an antagonism between the brethren and Jones and Wagner, but there certainly was. And if you look at their history closely, you'll find that from a human perspective, one of the reasons that A.T. Jones ultimately left the truth was this ongoing friction between him and the brethren. Now, I hope we're all familiar with that history, because if you are, then you will hopefully understand some of the significance of this particular sermon that A.T. Jones gave as his opening sermon in a series that he was going to do at a general conference session. And remember, at this general conference session, this is the leaders of the church. This is pastors and theologians, if they had theologians back there, the same caliber as we have today. But in any case, this opening sermon by A.T. Jones was addressing new light. And you can, a friend of mine read this sermon onto the tape. That's what the audio tape is. And what I want you to understand is that A.T. Jones in this sermon basically says that when somebody stands in front of you in service of the Lord and shares a message from the Bible, that you and I have a responsibility to take that message and test it by God's word, no matter who it comes from. No matter what source it comes from, it isn't any question about who it is that's giving the message. The only question is, does this agree with the Word of God? Now, also in this presentation, you will see, if you're willing to see, that A.T. Jones is also talking about new light. And he's talking about new light in the terms that everyone in that meeting place at that general conference session had to understand that as Christians, we should expect new light. If we really believe that God is God and that the Bible is His Word, then how can we as erring human beings come to God's Word and not expect to find something new? That's the promise. But in Adventism today, you'll find a resistance to a message that anyone says, well, this is new light. In Adventism today, we're worried about